Simon Shin Yates, Sif Dalad. The Mechaber says that some of those boyer, the Psalas of the Ichel, even if he does with one hand, is Chayiv. Now, Mr. Burr says some don't have the Gersa of Yada Achas, one hand, and the Chiddush just is that even though you're doing a Biyada with your hand, still with the Psalas of the Ichel, you're Chayiv. Those who have the Gersa like we have in Shochanach, Yada Achas, is a Chiddush that you would think maybe it's a Gashinoi, it's not Derek Prero, because only doing with one hand. Still, it's not considered a Shinoi, it's considered like regular Prero, and that doesn't help you. You know there are cases later on, it's a Zion, where it makes a difference to do something with one hand. Over here, that hand is not applicable. The Rama says, even if the Eichel is more, and therefore, since we force you to do the Eichel of the Pseilis, to do a Derechachilo, ends up being more of a Tircha, by taking all the Eichel of the Pseilis, whereas you're taking the Pseilis of the Eichel with less Tircha, still, this is the way you have to do it. Eichel with the Pseilis, be out with your hand, the Lachal out to eat right away. Mishnah Berurah explains, even though by Yom Tov, where Berurah is generally Mutter, there we say you should do whichever way is less Tircha. That's only because the simplest Yom Tov, we tell you to do whichever way is less Tircha. But here, that there's a real Malach of Berurah on the line, you have to make sure that Derech Achila and not Derech Berurah. Therefore, we take the Eichel the Pseilis and not Chas V'Shalom, the opposite. Sefei, the Mechaber says, someone's taking Tumusim, Tumus, some sort of bean, it seems, you're taking it out with Pseilis, you're Chayiv. Even if it's for right away, even if you do it with your hands. Now, this is what seems strange, that somebody just reads the word of Shulchan Aruch, because the turmus is the food and taking out of the psalus. The Mechaber explains, though, that the psalus actually makes it sweet when you cook it with the psalus, and that's better for it. And the Shtabura adds on more. The turmus itself is very bitter. It's not really something that you eat by itself. After you cook it with the psalus that's around it, so now it gets better. It comes out the psalus over here is so to speak like the oichel, and the oichel is so to speak like the psalus. So when you take the turmus out of the psalus, out of the generated part that's around it, you know, appears to the psalus, really it's the exact opposite. You're taking the psalus, the bitter turmus, out of the oichel, out of the part when you cook it with it, it makes the royal achila. And therefore, Imam Ishkabi Chayiv, Mechaber says, Melach of the Raisa of Bur, is considered psalus, the oichel, take the turmus out of its psalus. So you have to be very careful to understand the lochas properly and know what you're doing. Sivav, the Mechaber says, that one cannot be molo malilos in Shabbos. So what does it mean to molo malilos? The Mishnah explains that you have the kernels of wheat that are on the sheaf of the wheat, of the grain, and you want to get the kernels off and to eat the kernels. And obviously, there's ways that you can eat it on Shabbos. That would not be a problem with Bishul, without cooking it, without roasting it properly. And to take the kernels off the stalks, off the grain, is a problem near Kadosh. It looks like a malach of Dosh. It's not so much a burr issue, it's more a shiloh of Dosh. And the Sharatzin discusses whether it's real Dosh deraisa or it's only near Kadosh. It seems to Mishtabur, the way it's passed, it's only near Kadosh, it's Rabban. It looks like a malach of Dosh of threshing. The Mechaber is what you could do, what it's yamutter, if you muddle them, b'shinim at b'rosh etzbaisav, with a little bit of a shinoi, with the tips of your fingers. Now the Mishnah Berurah tries to figure out exactly what that means. The Gemara, it sounds like you do with the tips of your fingers, and that is the shinoi, that you're not doing it properly with your hands, just the tips of your fingers. So what are we saying, ma'at? So the Mishnah Berurah says that it's mashma the Gemara, that ma'at means you only do a little at a time. So you do a little at a time, and you do the shinoi of rosh etzbaisav. When it says shinim ma'at b'rosh etzbaisav, it means ma'at, a little bit at a time, with the shinoi of Rosh Hashanah, doing the tips of your fingers. And Mishnah Berurah says, same really applies if you have like beans that are in a shavit, like a pod, similar to peas in a pod. You shouldn't take the beans out, only a little bit, a few, and with the shinoi. Mishnah Berurah says, though, it's a tzarachin, it's very strange, because people are not hekta, people do this without the shinoi. How is it allowed? So Mishnah Berurah says, you have to say that the kidneys that people are doing this with are still moist. Even the shavit, even the pod, is also edible, because everything's soft and moist, and therefore it's not a problem with farik, because the beans are edible, the shavit, the pod is edible, it's all eichel mo'eichel, there's no problem with boyer or dosh. As opposed to, once you reach the point that dried out, or certain types of beans, the shavit, even at the earlier stage, is not royal achila, except the beans that we have nowadays, it's called also shimshman, sounds like sort of a sesame seed, not sure exactly what the metzias is, from its kliba, from its shell, that would be also do that without a shinoi, even if you're doing it from yad, you still have this problem that looks like dosh. The Rama says that summer machmer, not to do it altogether. Yesh machmir, and they hold it softening, the melilas, softening the grain in order to be able to eat the kernels of grain is fine. But to mamish pull the grain off the shibalim, even the shinoi, even a little bit of time, is also even to la'alt, even to right away, it's near kadosh. Only once the dogon is off the shibalim, the grain, the kernels are off the grain from before Shabbos, then you can peel it, you can peel the kernels, it's not a problem with farak, even do a lot of them, the Gemara says mutter, as long as la'alt, as long as for now. That the soften a hard apple, that Mishnah Berurah says, kubis mutter, even without a shin, that's nothing. The Rama says that because yesh machmirim, there it's also to mefarik, the agoizim, losing my agoizim, gdolim, certain types of nuts, klipas and erekov, a certain shell they have around them, and it's good to be mach about this, because you really eat it without taking that level of shell off. The Mishnah Berurah says that to break the shell that's around the nut, the hard shell, that's for sure okay, and the thin klipa that's on the nuts also okay. It's only klipas nerukah, a certain level of peel that was around them, and that would be a problem according to the machmirim. And therefore, the mishabur says the machmir that the mishabur goes to the psak, which is machmir and lachatilah.